But we're now on the Heroverse.
We are. We've already recorded Made an Opinion.
So we don't... Oh, no, I need that one.
You need that one.
Right, so this is what, episode 7?
Eight? Yeah. 7 or 8? He says, getting his phone out again.
We really should.
We really need to write this shit down, don't we?
This is episode 7.
This is episode 7. Is it? I thought it'd be 8.
No, because Friday came out episode 6 with Constantine.
Oh, no, this will be 8, because we're a week ahead. There's an episode coming out in a few days.
Okay, yeah. So this is episode 8. So, well, we've gotten to the big turning point of phase 1 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the first Avengers film, The Avengers. This came out in 2012. I would have to say this was a very good and strong end for phase 1.
I agree.
I think at this point, yes, we've had our origin stories for Iron Man, Thor and Cap. I do think we should have had more... and the Incredible Hulk, sorry.
Yeah.
I do think that we should have had more for Hawkeye and Widow.
Yeah.
By this point. But I get why, you know, they were... I mean, well, Hawkeye and Widow haven't had origin stories. What we've had is the Hawkeye TV series, which happens after the blip, to introduce the next Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And we've had Widow introducing the next Widow, effectively, with Yelena. So...
I hope with the next Hawkeye, I hope that they're able to make a deal with Jeremy Renner that means he will play... The father figure.
Hmm.
I would like that.
I mean, technically so could the Hulk.
See, I think the Hulk is going to lead the Avengers and Hawkeye is going to lead the Young Avengers.
Okay. Well, we'll see what
happens.
What Feige has decided at the end of the day. Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N.
Yeah. So, this film obviously starts off surrounding the Tesseract, and then we're introduced to Loki, who wants the Tesseract.
Yeah.
To take over the Earth. And then, obviously, we start to see the team forming.
Yeah.
I like the way that they got the team together in the film. Mm-hmm. I think it's very strong. I mean, my favourite bit in this film is Loki in Germany. And he's, you know, kneel before me. The old guy stands up. You know, there are always men like you.
Yeah.
Cap turns up. Like, you know, the last time I was in Germany, you know, shit went down, boys. And then, obviously, Iron Man turns up as well. And then, at that point, you've got most of your team
there.
Yeah, the only people left to really see is the Hulk.
And I think they did well leaving him till the end.
Yes. I really do. And I think, yes, we had the bit in the helicarrier where Hulk came out and he wasn't completely in control.
Yeah.
But they wanted that. And I think they needed that
I agree.
They needed that to show that if Banner decides to bring the Hulk out, there's more control with the Hulk. And if he's forced to bring the Hulk out, the Hulk goes straight on defense.
Yeah.
And everyone is a threat. And I think they needed to show that duality because the Hulk at this point isn't fully in control of his actions.
Yeah.
And Banner's not able to help the Hulk control the actions. And they needed that. And I think that the rivalry between Hulk and Thor needed to be shown in this film. And it really is.
And the fact they play on that all the way.
Yeah. For me, I think The Avengers as a film was definitely the best part of Phase 1.
Yeah.
And it's more put together than a lot of the other Phase 1 films are. I mean, we know that the Iron Man was basically... Favreau said, right, there's no script, really. This is the direction we're going in.
Here's a storyboard.
Go with
Robert,
it.
Robert, what do you think? And Rob went, yes, hooray. And
they made a film.
Off to the race.
This really, for me, cements the MCU.
Yeah. But I also think that they could have left it here. If it had flopped,
yes,
there was no harm in going.
Okay, bedtime. Yeah.
Let's make the next film.
Yeah. But no, I think that they've done they did really well with it. I mean, it's still a film I can go back and watch quite happily.
Oh yeah, same. All these years later.
I mean, this is obviously the first Avengers film, and since then we've had three other Avengers films added to the roster.
Oh yeah, three more and
three
this.
More. So obviously with Age of Ultron, Infinity War, and then Endgame.
And with two more to come.
Yeah. Featuring new Avengers.
And some potentially old ones. It depends. Potentially one of these, if they can convince Chris to do one more.
Obviously, the Avengers. I think that they got the comedy right in this.
Yes.
Film. You know. Yes, we had little bits of comedy, even mid battle with the Hulk smacking Thor. You know, they've just taken down this Leviathan together and worked really well together, but the rivalry's still there, and boom, Thor gets sent across fucking Grand Central.
Yeah, the end bit where Hulk grabs Loki and tosses him.
Puny god, and then he's like, if it's all the same to you, I'll have that drink. Now, I think it works really well. But yeah, for me, I really enjoyed this, and I think that what this film was able to set up in terms of the next three or four phases... In terms of, you know, you're going to get these superhero team-up movies. This showed MCU's... what's the word I'm looking for? Vision. In terms of, they're saying yes. So you've had all of these little films. And now we're able to tie that in and bring all of the cast of those films in. If we hadn't have had the Avengers film, the way that it do so well it did, we would never have gotten to... the likes of the end battle of Endgame.
No.
Because that is they're monumental tasks to bring a selection of film characters together and have them all not be... Right, so this is just an Iron Man film and he's got some friends around, which where Justice League fell for me, because the Justice League film ended up being Superman and Friends.
Yeah.
Because not you know all of the Justice League were not as powerful as Superman, but all of the Avengers... have their own section of power which makes them fit. And I think that's where they balanced it right.
No, completely. And to be fair, that's my one gripe with Endgame, is you had Thor, Cap and Iron Man there. I wanted the Hulk there as well.
Yeah.
That for me.
I think the only reason...
I get why they didn't, and they.
I think
they
didn't. I think they didn't for me in the way that the fact that the Hulk at that point wasn't wanting to come out.
Yeah, but I wanted that. That was selfish, but that's what I wanted in that final battle. I understand why Clint wasn't there. He was busy running Distraction and Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Obviously, Natasha was dead, but I wanted Hulk.
Yeah. No, for me, this was, like I say, the strongest release of Phase 1 and definitely helped set up the rest of the MCU to where we are at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I think we... Like, the introduction of Thor, him and Iron Man have that fight.
Yeah.
And then they work out, oh, I can charge you and you can let it go. And then they use that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It set up so much... of the MCU, really. And yeah, just a great addition. And then to Phase 1.
And I think it starts to show Loki's humanity.
Yes.
Like, because with Thor and with this, at the start of this, sorry, you only see bad guy Loki. And then I think as time goes on in the film...
I mean, you even see little glimpses when him and Thor are fighting near the end. And he's like, look around you. Do you really think this is going to end with you on a throne? And he's looking around and he can actually see that there is death and destruction going on. And for a small moment, he's kind of like, oh, fuck, what have I done? Sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
But yeah.
And the irony being that the very next time, not the next time, but the next time we see Loki, he is... Because he's impersonating Odin in Ragnarok. Which, for me, that was like, wow. And visually, it was for not the Leviathan.
Yeah, I mean, for 2012, by that point, obviously, CGI had gotten to a really good standard anyway. I think visually it worked really well. I think the story arc of it was really well. I think character development, I mean, all of the characters developed a little bit in this film, and that's why it worked so well.
You got the first hint of Natasha and Bruce's romance.
Yeah.
You even got our first ever look at Thanos.
Yeah.
Wasn't even cast yet.
No.
Didn't even know if they'd use him yet. Like, really, I think they'd written it down, but they hadn't cemented it yet.
Mm. So
there was so much that happened that worked.
Yeah.
And that fight. I don't think any fight compares. Because I think in... And I'll just touch very quickly on this. In Age of Ultron, you had the issue that, yes, there was that big fight, but then Wanda and Vision came out of fucking left field and went, boom, we're stronger than you, fuck off.
Yeah.
And that was the issue. You ended up with not as bad Alvar, but a similar situation to Justice League with Superman and friends.
Yeah.
And then in Infinity War, I don't really think... The big fight never happened in Infinity War, because they were saving it for Endgame.
No, the big fight was in Wakanda.
All right, and yeah.
Thor coming off and showing off his new fucking hammer.
And again, you ended up with that issue, but then the problem was then Thanos got all five stones and went and just fucked shit up.
Yeah.
Then in Endgame, you had a similar fight, but then Captain Marvel came out of left field and went, hi, I win. But it did do well at bringing in the women, and the only thing that upset me of that was no Natasha, because she deserved to be with
them. Yes, she did. Right.
But no, this game was... This film...
Yeah, the game is nowhere near as good as the film.
This film was a fucking winner, and I think that's it for this one. So,
we're going to now move into...
We're going to end this
episode.
And
so we'll be talking to you again next week.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.